93.7, the River Classic Rock Redefined. That goes Lenny Kravitz, Fly Away. Doug and Joe show on a Monday talking about Marshawn Lynch last night down in Mexico. He stands for the Mexican national anthem, but not for the American, our national anthem. So people upset by this, obviously. Trump, we gave you the tweet and what he responded with. Now to Rob. Rob, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. Rob.
How you doing?
Good. We're good. How are you? Good? Good. Good. What's
I'm good.
Up?
Good, yeah. First time caller, I'm hands-free.
Well, there we go.
Look at that, brother.
Hooray!
Welcome, yeah. Neighbor.
How you doing?
Good.
So anyways, I just wanted to say that, you know, all my gear has been gone since the beginning of the season when this stuff started happening.
Oh.
And I was excited for Marshawn Lynch to come to Oakland, but when I seen how he acts, you know, like on the field, he just doesn't act professional at all. And it's totally just...
Well, what about the press conferences and the post-game interviews and all that stuff? He doesn't like showing up and doing those either.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't have any professionalism, and he has no reason to be doing what he's doing, you know? He just needs to respect, you know, where he's at, and he needs to respect the team and the fans, and he's lost a lot of... I think he's made a lot of people not want to be fans of Oakland.
And, you know? And I don't know if you know this or not, but isn't Marshawn Lynch, isn't he a California native? Didn't he grow up in Oakland or play for Cal Bears?
Sure,
or isn't he from here?
He's from Oakland, yeah.
Okay. So he's back home. You know, he's from here. He went up to Seattle and all that. I think that was the first team that got him. I could be wrong on that, but he's a California boy. He's mm-hmm. a native. And then you get this gig back home in your hometown, you know, and then he just doesn't care about anyone or anything. So I would think that most Raider fans would turn on him. And even if they side with Colin Kaepernick and they side with all this kneeling, I would think they'd be pissed at him because he's not repping Oaktown proper. He's not giving California the love that we need. I would think. Yeah. I don't know. I want to go to Mike now. Mike, appreciate you hanging. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Mike. Thanks, brother.
Hey, Marshawn Lynch, he's a bum.
Okay.
You know, I've really, you know, ever since this whole kneeling thing started, I've really tried to accept it. You know, it is their right, it is this and all other stuff. But, I mean, I wonder if they've ever had a conversation with a combat veteran. Have they ever had a conversation with a Gold Star family? I mean, 1 minute and 30 seconds is all it takes for this national anthem to stand and give them respect, you know?
Well, see, this is where I'm at with this new one. It goes beyond that now because if I'm the coach and I'm going down to Mexico City, I'm saying, look, guys, people in Mexico, they don't care about your first world nation problems. They don't care about what's going on here in America. We're here in Mexico. We're out of country. Let's show them what we are and how we can unite and how we stand together. Let's make this a show of America because we're out of country. Then if you guys want to do cartwheels or you want to kneel or you want to throw up or pee on a flag or whatever you want to do when we get back to country, then you do it. But now when we're away out of country, you do it this way. And if anyone's got a problem with that, then you might not take the flight. And if you do take the flight, you don't want to do it, you're not coming home. Not on our dime. You can hitchhike, you can bus, you can ride a donkey back. That's up to you, but you're not getting on here because we're a team, and we're going to unite, as in United States mm-hmm. of America, when we're out of country. That's what I would have said.
Well, that's what you would think that would have been said.
And you would think a professional football player or a professional anyone wouldn't have to be told that.
Right.
You would think they'd have enough dignity and pride to want to be a part of that, to show I'm out of country, but I don't get it.
You know, I totally agree with you, Joe. I wish they would have just actually put him on a donkey, sent him home.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, as of right now, I'm just done with Raider football.
Are you a Raider fan?
I've been a Raider fan, hardcore Raider fan. I got my most prized possession is my Kenny Stabler signed pitcher.
Okay. Well, you can't do anything to that because that's the snake, and he's legendary. Well, God rest his soul.
No,
you don't want to rip that up, or you don't want to do anything to harm that.
I'm not going to do any of that. Burn all my gear or any of that idiotic stuff. You know, hopefully for the next couple of years, they'll get their act together. This country will get back together. You know, give Trump a chance, and you know.
You know, here's the other thing too. You talk about. I ask people if they're going to burn their gear, if they're going to hate the Raiders. Now, you got to think. This is where else he's stupid. These jersey sales and this merchandise that the NFLers sell, they get percentaged on all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a guy and I'm playing the football and I want some side action and some extra money, I'm not going to do anything to defame my bank account with my number. That jersey number and that name and all my stuff, my endorsements, I don't know how many he has, that stuff is golden. And I'm not going to do anything to disrupt that. Even if I believe in something so strongly, I'm still looking at my kids and my wife and my family and my dogs, and I'm like, you know what? This is going to pad my bank account or take away from it. I'm not touching it. I'm just not. So I guarantee you, they'll be the choice or won't be the choice when they go into Champs or wherever they buy gear now at the NFL shop. No one's going to buy his crap. And if they do, they're going to burn it, which that sucks because he'd still get the money.
And you would think that he would know that ahead of time.
Yeah.
Like somebody.
You would think his agent would say, hey, man.
Right.
Go easy, because all you're doing is making yourself look bad, and hey, I want a cut. I want my commission off all your sales, man.
You're going to lose money? I mean, you just made a valid point. I bet you half of them don't think about things like that.
They go out, and they got the stage, and yeah. Let's go to Roland. Good morning. Roland, yeah, you with us?
Yeah, I am. Hey, you know, he did this in Buffalo, too. Buffalo was actually the first team that drafted him.
Okay, so he was in Buffalo before he went to Seattle. Okay.
Yeah, and he did it there in Seattle, too. He stands sometimes and he sits, but most of the time he's always set.
So is he just lazy?
That's just what he does. So Raider fans knew what he was, what they were getting into.
Okay, but hold on. This is kind of interesting, though, because this I don't know about this, Roland. So
yeah,
he wouldn't stand back when he was in Buffalo?
Even before all this happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I didn't know that.
He sat down, and even in Seattle, he did the same thing, too.
And this was before all the Kaepernick and all the controversy blew up.
Everything, yes. Yeah.
Well, okay.
He was just eating Skittles.
Okay, that's an interesting question then for part two.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he...
So I'm a Raider fan, too, and we knew what we were getting.
So, yeah, they all knew this. See, I didn't know that he never stood or just did what he wanted to.
I never heard that either.
Okay, so he's a pioneer.
He did the same thing.
He was a trendsetter. Okay, he was doing it just because he didn't want to. He just doesn't want to conform. He's anti-establishment, and he loves anarchy. And, okay, that's kind of cool in a way. That if you're not going to do it because you never have, because you're going to sit down and eat Skittles because that's your time, pretty goddamn selfish, not that patriotic, but I didn't know he was doing it prior.
I didn't know that either. And if he was doing it well back before Seattle, then he was doing this clearly before these people started, you know, kneeling during the anthem.
Wow, I had no idea about any of that. Appreciate it. 766-9370. A couple more on the phone, too. Listen to this.